Hi everyone, it is Tuesday, January the 29th, and today's post is a picture of an old textile mill from my hometown in southern Ontario. A couple of weeks ago when I got back from Ontario in Canada from Christmas holidays, I posted a few pictures of the quaint little town that I'm from. And I specifically talked about the fact that my town was settled by the Scots, and I am Scottish on both sides of my family, so this is definitely a sense of pride for me personally. The Scots that came over in probably about 150 years ago now were primarily textile manufacturers, so they built these stone mills along the Grand River that you see here in the foreground. And one of the things I was mentioning in a couple of the posts that I did a few weeks ago was the fact that so many of the stone buildings that were textile mills along the river here were either still kept and repurposed for different businesses, or they were torn down, but they kept part of the foundation, part of the original walls, and incorporated them into the landscape, river walks, that sort of thing. So what you're seeing here in the background is an actual stone mill, stone textile mill that was built by the settlers of my town. And I believe this is now a restaurant. It's been many different restaurants over the years, but I just love the fact that they've kept this building without tearing it down. So literally what you are seeing is the actual stones that the Scots built for their company, for their textile mill. And the fact that the little dam here on the Grand River is such a significant thing because the mills were all powered by water. So that's where they generated the power. It's so quaint. I love this. This particular building, I can't even believe this, but I've never been in there. So one of these days I'm going to have to go in and see what it looks like. As I said, I think it is a restaurant now. I hope you're having a great day. It's really cold here in Chicago, relatively speaking, although I certainly cannot complain based on the fact that I moved to Chicago from Winnipeg, one of the coldest places, actually, probably on the planet, inhabited anyway. I hope you're having a great day, and if you find yourself in a location that's frosty cold, please stay warm. I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.